Its current state on WKAR. Millions of dollars are spent each year across the Great Lakes to control the spread of invasive species, from quagga mussels found in the ballast water of seagoing vessels to Asian carp. Environmental officials keep a close watch on organisms that might disrupt the natural ecosystem. The Ann Arbor-based Great Lakes Commission is developing a new online tool to aid the prevention of invasive species in the lakes. It's called GLADIATOR, which stands for Great Lakes Detector of Invasive Aquatics in Trade. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with project manager Erica Jensen about what the software's designed to do.
We have a number of non-native species that have become established in the Great Lakes region over a number of years. Some of which are highly invasive and have many people are familiar with, including the sea lamprey, zebra and quagga mussels. And we're also actively trying to prevent the introduction of new non-native species that we think are a threat to our ecosystem and economy, like species of invasive carp.
Now, before this software program was developed, GLADIATOR, what was really the way in which organizations like yours tried to track what was coming into the environment that was not native and causing some sort of a harmful effect?
Well, there are a number of pathways that invasive non-native species could get into the Great Lakes region. A number of high-profile pathways that we look at in terms of prevention include maritime commerce and ballast water, connecting canals and waterways, open waterways that connect our system to other water systems, and things like the live organism trade, so species that are bought and sold for use in aquariums, water gardens, or use as live bait, for example. So we are involved in several initiatives and projects with our partner states and provinces and other organizations to try to manage these pathways and prevent species, non-native species that we think might be invasive to the Great Lakes region from getting here through those pathways.
Okay, so you talk about live organisms in trade and things that are bought and sold. So we're not necessarily talking about someone who, or a person or an organization that has malicious intent that is trying to introduce something like Asian carp, for example, into the Great Lakes ecosystem. These are more commonly people, as you say, who buy backyard plants for their ponds or fish for their ponds that, again, are not native to the Great Lakes. So that sounds like that's really the main thrust of what GLADIATOR is tracking.
Yes, that's the focus of this project.
And the extent to which the sale of an organism is legal or illegal really is dependent upon what the species is and what the regulations are in that particular state. So it isn't like species are trafficked into a place.
Right. So the federal government, as well as our states, have regulated species lists. So they have developed lists of species they think are harmful to the ecosystem or the economy of the region and regulate those species. And in many cases, those species are prohibited from possession, transport, or sale. We are working hard in the Great Lakes region to make our lists consistent, but we still have a bit of a patchwork between our states and provinces as well as the federal government.
We're talking with Erica Jensen. She's the project manager with the Great Lakes Commission, and she's part of a team that is developing a tool called GLADIATOR. That stands for Great Lakes Detector of Invasive Aquatics in Trade. About how many species are on this list that you're tracking at any given time?
We have compiled a list of about 166 species that we're looking for right now, and we may change that list going into the future as risks evolve or new species are brought into trade.
What are certain states doing to get a handle on controlling what's populating their areas? I know different parts of the country have different concerns, and specifically what's happening in Michigan.
Researchers as well as agencies are doing comprehensive risk assessments on various species to determine whether a species is suitable for surviving in a particular geographic range. So those risk assessments can be tailored based on the specifics of a geographic area.
Here in Michigan, we hear an awful lot about things like zebra mussels and quagga mussels, and of course, being surrounded by the Great Lakes, many of those organisms come in through the St. Lawrence Seaway, which basically bisects Canada, and a lot of this comes in through the ballast water of commercial vessels, and there has been some work, I understand, over the years to mitigate that, to reduce the instances of these species coming in through ballast water.
Yes, there has been a lot of work to manage the ballast water pathway. The federal governments of U.S. and Canada, as well as the St. Lawrence Seaway, have a partnership where they're working together to manage the ballast water of ships that are coming in and out of the Great Lakes region to significantly reduce the risk that that ballast water would introduce species into the Great Lakes region. So there has been a lot of work on that pathway over the last 20 years or so to really make significant reductions in the risk that that pathway poses to the Great Lakes.
Is there any way that Gladiator, this software program, can track, I guess for lack of a better word, intent versus ignorance? How many bad actors are out there who are actually trying to bring a species into an area wrongfully, illegally, for profit, et cetera, versus people who, as you say, they have maybe a backyard plant or a fish that they meant for their home and somehow not maliciously ends up in the ecosystem?
Yes, and unfortunately, it is hard to make that distinction, and that's one of the reasons, one of the first actions that we generally take as invasive species managers is education and outreach. So, for example, the Great Lakes Commission sent letters to a number of online retailers that we identified just to educate them on the issues, make them aware that they might be selling species that we are concerned about in the Great Lakes region and don't want to see here. So really the first step is education to address that issue about whether somebody might be intentionally or unintentionally working with these species.
Right. And if you do come across a hit, so to speak, on the website, your agency, the Great Lakes Commission, has no jurisdictional authority in terms of regulation. That's for other agencies. But there are things, I understand, that you can do to inform that particular group of what's happening.
Correct. We do not have regulatory or enforcement authority for cases where a species might be regulated by a state or federal government. But we can help provide that information, direct people to their state invasive species coordinators, to the regulatory information and point them in the right direction and connect them with people who can help them in their state.
Is there perhaps one particular invasive species that you could point to, Erica, that is really causing concrete damage or harm to the ecosystem that you can really point to in a clear way?
Well, the historic and poster child invasive species for the Great Lakes region has been the sea lamprey that when it was first introduced and taking hold in the Great Lakes region, had devastating impacts on our sport fishery and really caused the collapse of some of our valuable sport fish at the time. Now we have a very robust sea lamprey control program that is operated through the Great Lakes Fishery Commission and their partner agencies that keeps that population down to a level that it will not severely impact our fisheries, but it is a ongoing control program that has ongoing costs to operate on an annual basis, and that is a species that we control, but we can never eradicate.
So who do you hope will use this site? Again, I realize that you are still working on this. It's still essentially in development, being refined, et cetera, but what would be a successful outcome in your mind in terms of a particular agency using it for some benefit?
It is our hope that our state, provincial, and federal partner agencies that are actively working to prevent and control the spread of invasive species will be able to use this tool, use the information it provides to target their efforts, to target their outreach, to target their enforcement when necessary, so that they can efficiently use their resources and we can see a real reduction in the availability of Great Lakes invasive species online.
We've been talking with Erica Jensen. She's the project manager with the Great Lakes Commission, and she is part of a team that has developed a software program called Gladiator, Great Lakes Detector of Invasive Aquatics in Trade. This is a system that helps to determine where invasive aquatic species are coming into the Great Lakes area and helps law enforcement to do something about it. Erica, thank you so much for explaining this new software. It sounds like an exciting new program.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.